RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight, and then at 6:30 we tour to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host. Him and Bobby will talk to Saints head coach Kellen Moore, and their guest tonight will be assistant special teams coach Kyle Wilbur. And then we finish it off, Mike Hoss and myself, and then at 7:30 you can hear this on 105.3 FM, Monday Night Football, as the L.A. Rams take on the Saints' next opponent, the Atlanta Falcons. We on our pick six will be tomorrow. Triple option is next. I'll give you two quick ones. One, yesterday, Jamar Chase, one of the top players in the National Football League with the Bengals, he's the first player in NFL history to do this. He caught 80 or more passes, 1,000 yards or more, or 7 or more touchdowns in each of his first 5 seasons in the National Football League. That has never been done before.
And, Mike, he did it even when Joe Burrow was hurt. Flacco. Yeah. Remember with Flacco?
And doing it the last couple years, Joe has been hurt.
Right.
So, man, you talk about he's winning and sometimes the team isn't. Jamar Chase has been winning, and so he's the first player in NFL history to do that. Also, to today, Auburn star wide receiver Cam Coleman says that he will enter the transfer portal, and he might be one of these break-the-bank guys other than that quarterback. I think he's one of the top receivers in college football. College is different than the pros in that you pay more to the running back. That's why Kawan Lacy could be a guy making $1.5 to $2 million a year if he returns to Ole Miss or if he goes to LSU or wherever. But Cam Coleman is going to have a long line of people after him. He just needs a quarterback to throw him the football. In 2 seasons, he's caught over 1,300 passes and 13 touchdowns. And look at the quarterback play at Auburn.
Yeah, well LSU's going to make that call.
I think LSU, Texas A&M,
yeah,
Texas Tech.
Go to the highest bidder.
All of them will make a call to, I think, one of the elite players in college football in the portal, and that'll be Cam Coleman.
Well, my triple option is you know, we all love football. To me, you might say, I don't like all these bowl games. But then when you're going to have no football, you wish there'd be some meaningless bowl game.
That's true.
So when I look at the college football playoffs, even though the likes of James Madison and Tulane being a part of it, but it does matter how many people are actually watching. What I mean by that, you look at last weekend's first round of the college football playoff, averaged 9.9 million viewers on ABC, ESPN, TNT, TBS, and True TV, according to ESPN and Nielsen. It was a 7% drop from last year. The NFL don't have drops. Okay, 7% drop from last year. The big reason for the drop was that final game, James Madison versus Oregon, was on TNT, TBS, and True TV, and not on ABC or ESPN. Yeah. Along with, they had an NFL game in prime time. And you know what? That was the Chicago Bears' victory over Green Bay. And Fox had 21.3 million viewers, where Oregon and James Madison had 4.4 million.
Okay, can't get in the ring with the champ.
Okay, I'm just look at the mat there. Okay, what is that? Over 5 times, 4.4 million versus 21.3 million. For instance, last year's Ohio State-Tennessee game, on ABC and ESPN averaged 14.3 million. Plus, it did not go up against an NFL game. So I'm just telling you, I don't care how much we love college playoffs and all, it's NFL still king from a national perspective. Now, this is interesting to me. The most watched college football game, like this year, was Alabama's comeback victory over Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Right under 15 million on ABC ESPN, 14.9 million. Do you know this year, six of the top 20 most viewed games this year involved Alabama? Alabama's still there. Whether you want to like that
or not.
Yeah, with the eyes. Well, let me see what Alabama's going to do. Because either you're going to cheer them or you're going to hate them. You want to see them get
There's
their
no
butt
gray
kicked?
Area yeah. in Alabama.
So it's kind of maybe watching the Cowgirls. I don't know. So I thought that was interesting. Now, you look, Ole Miss's 41-10 route of Tulane, averaged $6.2 million on TNT and TBS. And why
that surprised me they got that much.
Yeah, Mike, that
to
much.
To be honest.
But you know why the teams do make a difference, though? Because I'm going to compare that. Okay, $6.2 million Tulane and Ole Miss on TNT, TBS, True TV. That's down. Remember last year, same network, same slot, Texas played Clemson. They had basically 2.5 million more. So almost 9 million watch. Same time slot, same networks, TNT, TBS, Texas and Clemson versus Ole Miss and Tulane.
Did they have Miami of Florida and A&M?
No. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Miami 10-3 win over Texas A&M, average right under 15 million on ABC and ESPN on Saturday
that's
afternoon.
That's pretty strong.
More than doubled the 6.4 million that tune in for SMU and Penn State in that same time slot on
Doesn't
TBS.
Doesn't matter who's playing.
And what network.
Yep.
You know, not no everybody got cable and all that. No, it shows you the power of ABC and ESPN, not the superstation, TBS, Ted Turner, you know, TNT and True TV. I like you might watch Impractical Jokers on True TV and all that. But it doesn't matter. Bottom line is who's playing.
And who you against.
And who you slotted against. And all I know is what I've witnessed. Look, and the college games are going to be unbelievable, I think, going forward. Highly entertaining.
You're going to get some high ratings.
But it still ain't mess with the freaking NFL.
No, you don't get in the ring with them guys.
Yeah, I know. Mike, it's like basically if you look like best case scenario, it's like, okay, 14, 15 million versus 21, 22 million. No, it's all good. But I'm just saying, it's just – And that's just now a lot of interest in the Bears and the Packers tradition. But that's just a regular season game.
How it ended though was really something to watch.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Man, the last four or five minutes was unreal.
I mean, I can't wait to see the ratings. I don't know if y'all watched that game last night, Chicago and San Francisco. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, the ratings.
You
will
have
be
a dog
soon.
In the hunt. I mean, everybody who doesn't want to watch that kind of game. I know we like points, right? And it's like. It was the first time in NFL history that this happened. It was 7-0, 7-7, 14-7, 14-14, 21-14, 21-21, 28-21, 28-28, 35-28, 35-35. Back and forth. No, it's never happened. The first time.
It makes it entertaining and also to fantasy football.
Oh.
The people involved with that. That's a big part of it, too. And also the gambling part.
Yeah.
That's always in play.
Right now with that 49ers offense, take the over. I don't know.
Because their defense ain't too hot.
Yeah. No. Vegas said, how are we going to figure out this over and under with the 49ers? Because they don't punt. They don't let Thomas Morstead punt.
He got one of the best jobs in the NFL.
Yeah. He's got to try and stay warm. He finally punted after about like three or four games, I think, yesterday, one time.
Charlie?
Guys, I'm going to go with some numbers here that I'll throw out at you, and I'll ask a question, and then I'll get into some more numbers. But Bobby Belt, who does work for the Cowboys on 105.3 The Fan, posted this earlier today on Twitter. Would this player win the MVP this season? A 13-3 record, 7.4 yards per attempt, 64.5% completion percentage, and 32 passing touchdowns, add two rushing touchdowns as well, to zero interceptions. What do you guys think?
Well, Charlie, you confused me. Somebody
just hold on. I'll get to my point. But what do you think about those numbers? Would you think that player would be up for MVP?
Hell yeah.
I agree. Well, here's where I'm going with this. That is every quarterback combined against the Jets this year, guys. They still don't have an interception after 16 games, and they're on the verge of making history. No team has ever done that before, but we're one game away, and unless Josh Allen throws up some type of lollipop throw, the Jets will be a historic team for the wrong sense of the word, where you'd go a whole 17-game season without an interception. So it's something to watch. But here's another thing from Rich Shimini talking about the Jets, and he's a reporter up there for New York. The worst December point differentials in NFL history. In 1990, the Browns went minus 98. In 2019, the Panthers were minus 98 as well, so they tied there. 1990, the Patriots were minus 104. 1960, the Bears minus 106. And the worst December point differential in NFL history, the 2025 Jets, minus 107, guys. So Aaron Glenn and the Jets, I remember we talked with Mark Schlereth about Woody Johnson and how he's the worst owner in the entire NFL. But there's just some crazy numbers about this team, guys, from what they've done defensively, what they've done offensively. It is just a historically bad team. And I don't even think they're going to get the 101.
Well, Charlie, and we all like Aaron Glenn. He's a Texas A&M Aggies. I know the Aggies gig him. The Aggies like him. And look, Sean Payton respects him. I know for sure he's an outstanding defensive back position coach. Now, he was a defensive coordinator for the Lions, but I don't know if he's a head coach. But you know what? One thing why I think he might be over his skis is that it can't be your side of the ball.
That's bad.
Sucks. I mean, it's like if the defense was kicking ass and the offense was setting all negative records, you say, well, you just got to get a better coordinator. But you can't. It'd be like Kellen Moore is the head coach, and he's in charge of the offense, and the Saints' offense sucks. No, then you don't keep your job. That's the only thing bad about Aaron Glenn right now is that the Jets' defense is so bad.
And Woody Johnson, he don't have any patience with any coach.
Well, six,
nowhere.
Seven, eight coaches get fired every year.
I think Aaron's in a lot of trouble in New York. I think he's in a lot of trouble. Well, I know some people feel differently. But, man, just go by Woody Johnson's track record.
Well, then look how much, because Aaron Glenn said Justin Fields is my future quarterback. Didn't they guarantee him, I don't know, $10 million a year, $20 million or something? They guaranteed him a bunch of money. I mean, come on.
Then what happens if the Raiders end up with the top pick and they pick Mendoza and you out of this?
No, listen, there. You wouldn't believe the NFL ratings if they had the toilet bowl, that people would actually watch the Jets and the Raiders. If they had.
Because you can gamble on it.
Yes. I want to see who's the worst of the worst. Let the Jets play the Raiders right now. And can you believe, to show you how the NFL is, the Raiders beat the Patriots in week one.
That's
shocking. How did that happen? That's like
shocking.
Carolina beating the Packers in Green Bay. Or the Rams losing to Carolina. That's unbelievable.
We'll be back to finish it off here on Second Guess right after this break.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
We're finishing off here on the Second Guest Show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert.
We got a Houston Cougar in the house.
We got a Houston Cougar with the cap on. Well, I want to tell everybody, thank you for listening to Second Guest. We'll be back next week, and we'll take this all these Mondays up until the Monday after Super Bowl Sunday. Coming up next right here on the Saints Radio Network and on the Big 870 WWL will be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas will be the host, along with Bobby Hebert. They'll be talking to Saints head coach Kellen Moore, and Saints assistant special teams coach Kyle Wilbur. Yeah, I know I'm getting old. I remember when he came out of Wake Forest. So we'll have Kyle Wilbur as his guest. Mike Hoss and I'll finish it up. Thanks for listening to Second Guest. Keep your dial tuned in to the Big 870 WWL. This is the Vincent Pensacola Saints Coaches Show coming up next, right here on the Big 870 WWL.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.